Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The Chicago Blackhawks Western Road Sling finds them in Vancouver tonight in the home of their once heated rivals, the Canucks. And though they'll be on hand for the honorarium for the two future Hall of Famers who tormented the Hawks in past seasons, they'll need to take care of business against the Pacific Division leaders. Down to center ice we go. Horvat, who has won more faceoffs than anybody in the NHL, wins another one. They were underway. The Canucks get the puck. And Kane, the recipient of a pass over the Canuck line. Down the right wing, pulls it, fired! In and out of Markstrom's glove, the rebound, they score! Oh, now the goal is washed out. The goal is washed out. The referee on this play, Mark Jonette, arms side to side. I believe goaltender interference might be the call here. Let's see. Maybe kicked in.
No, he's explaining that to Patrick Kane. Brandon Saad kind of hanging around there to find out what the explanation is. They'll take a look at this. The call on the ice is no goal, but they'll look at it. They'll talk about it. Jonathan Toews comes out and he wants an explanation. Let's hear it. We get the referee's call.
Now Miller left point. He'll work it down the boards. Tried to fling it toward the net. Poked away to the corner by Mata. Canucks get it back. Pettersson for the right boards to Hughes at the line. Straight away front of the net. Deep slot to Miller. Top of the left circle. Miller turning away with the puck near the left point. Then to the top of the left circle again. They work in the front. Horvat shoots and scores. Power play goal. 1-0 Vancouver. Knocked down toward the corner. Whips it back out to the point. Great keep in by Boqvist. Spins it back down to Dock along the right wing boards with two. To Keith, left point, hammers a shot, save made, rebound, backhand shot by Dock. Oh, and Markstrom somehow kept this out of the net. And Toews will claim the puck. Toews moving up the right side. Oh, and Kajula was knocked down from behind by Jordy Benn as he tried to catch the pass. Canucks get it, center feeds it in front, here's Gondin shooting, he scores. Gaudette was wide open to the right of the crease as Kajula went to receive that pass. He had his back turned to Jordy Benn, who knocked him down to the ice and then took the puck and fed it down near the front of the net. Gaudette ends up scoring. It's now 2-0 Vancouver. Toews has it back along the goal line, left of the net. Tried to jam it in front, ends up behind Assad. He lost it up the far boards. The puck is shot from there all the way down into an empty Hawk net. They score. The only thing left to do is identify the Canuck player who shot the puck.
Brandon Sutter.
He had his back turned away from me, so I could not identify him by getting the number. It's an empty net goal, and with 2:09 left in the third, it's now 3-0 Canucks. By the way, that 20 shots by the Canucks, that is a season low allowed by the Hawks. 21 was the season low, and that came against the Detroit Red Wings. Not only have the Hawks set the high mark for shots against with 49, they allowed the opposition Canucks only 20 shots. Myers will lift it through the air down into the hot zone. And Jacob Markstrom, who was the story from start to finish in this hockey game, has picked up his fourth career shutout, his first against the Hawks in his career, and his second one this season. And he earned every bit of this shutout here tonight, stopping all 49 Blackhawks shots. He got some offensive production from his teammates, who put two past Corey Crawford and one into an empty net. And the Canucks win it 3-0.